In the early hours of the morning, when I was a student in Dublin, our priory is in the middle of the old city, the Liberties, and the language of the people there could be straight out of Sean O'Casey's plays. And I remember one morning, I think it was a Saturday morning about 2 a.m., I heard two women outside my window, down below, having an altercation. And one woman was shouting at the other, and I'd need Paddy to do justice to the Dublin accent. There you are, going to communion night, noon and morning. And there followed a mouthful of abuse which I won't repeat. Going to communion at every turn hadn't obviously done much good for the woman who was being attacked. Going to communion is a very Catholic expression. And I've met many people over the years who have left the church or stopped coming to church. And every one of them, I think, most of them anyway, tell me that what they miss most of all is going to communion. They will tell you that they found a lot of things in the church easy to leave. They didn't miss them. But it was so hard giving up going to communion. And recently a woman who was here on retreat, well, 6 months ago, told me that she hadn't been to communion for 25 years because of her marital situation. And she told me how painful it was, and the pain showed in her face. On this Feast of Corpus Christi, we focus on what Jesus says to his astonished hearers in today's Gospel. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in them. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in them. After I leave, Jesus tells his friends at the Last Supper, just keep doing this, breaking bread, drinking the cup of life, and you will know what it is to be God-filled. What he's also saying, and it's more important still, take your life into your hands, as I am doing tonight. Give thanks for everything. Give thanks, especially for your own life. Break it. Let it be broken. Give it away. Don't protect it. So he is, in effect, saying, your eating and drinking of my body and blood is your consent to doing what I am doing, giving away my life. So going to Mass, going to communion is much more than the words imply. Going to Mass is not just thanking Jesus for giving his life for us, nor is it simply taking the bread to sustain us on the next stage of our journey, nor is it worshipping Christ in the Eucharist. Instead, it is an invitation to do the same as Jesus did, throwing away his life for others. I'm sure you'd agree that we have perhaps embroidered the Mass a bit much with flowers and candles, incense, vestments, polyphonic music, elaborate words. And we have built huge cathedrals to house this mystery. And one of the dangers is that we forget the prime reason for going to Mass, for receiving communion, which is to be transformed, to become capable of giving away our lives, of letting our lives be broken in giving ourselves to others. Do this in memory of me, the words spoken at the moment when the bread and wine are transformed. Do this invites us to let our lives be transformed, be changed. And in taking the bread and wine which has been changed, we are consenting to being in turn changed into someone who is capable of doing what Jesus did, making ourselves available to others, throwing away our lives for others. So many people do that every day. They give their lives for others. They've no life left for themselves, as we know. And whether they know it or not, they are living out the Eucharist in daily life, even though they may not be aware of it. They are being transformed by the love of giving to others. So in taking the body of Jesus and drinking his blood, we become capable of giving our lives away. And I'd like perhaps to finish with something written about 1,000 years ago by somebody called Simeon the New Theologian. And it's a poem about what happens when we open our heart to Jesus. Then open your heart to him and let yourself receive the one who is opening to you so deeply. For if we genuinely love him, we wake up inside Christ's body. We wake up inside Christ's body. And everything that is hurt, everything that seemed to us dark, harsh, shameful, maimed, ugly, irreparably damaged, is in him transformed. And in him, recognized as whole, as lovely, and radiant in his light, we awaken as the beloved in every last part of our body. We awaken as the beloved in every last part of our body.